96.9 The Eagle. Dear Mr. Fantasy, here's one from Traffic, a suggestion for Lisa Book, our guest DJ this morning at Radio Fantasy Camp. Welcome, Lisa.
Woohoo! Thank you.
What do you like about that song?
Big Steve Winwood fan. Always looking for that Mr. Fantasy kind of guy. Yeah, hook me up.
Now, you don't hold a record for distance, longest distance travel. We had somebody come up from Phoenix, but you're coming up from South San Jose, so you're close, right?
Yeah, closer than Phoenix.
Bit of a drive. Yeah. So tell us a bit about yourself. Day job?
Hi. Yeah, I work at the criminal justice field. I'm a legal secretary with the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office. Been there about 20 years. And I feel like 5 more years is going to be my limit, and I'm heading out. Find
there
something
you go.
New to do.
Shout out for one of your coworkers, though, eh?
Yeah, my partner in crime is Jerice Moore. Woo-woo!
And partner in crime, you guys go to a lot of...
Yep, we do a lot of concerts together. We win tickets, and we go to show to show to show.
That's the plan.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Ah, Neil Young, one of my favorites. Heart of Gold. I love that song. I just had the opportunity recently to see him at Bottle Rock with Lucas Nelson's band Promise of the Real backing him up at the front row. Oh, it was amazing. Love that guy.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day week in the Napa area.
That's right.
Good show. Lisa Book, our guest DJ this morning in Radio Fantasy Camp. That's like your number one hobby is going to concerts. What's next on the list?
Outside Lands, a 3-day festival in the city, Golden Gate Park, bringing the kids, some friends, and it's gonna be fun.
Who do you look forward to seeing at Outside Lands?
Paul Simon, Hozier, Lumineers are some of my big favorites on that lineup.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Last. It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Lisa Book from San Jose, California, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp.
The Eagles. Peaceful, easy feeling is like the mantra for me right now. With all the hate that I feel around me in these days and times. That song really grooves with me today and puts me in a good space.
Just finding peace with yourself, too, is part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Lisa Book, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. But to help you get into that peaceful state, you're into, like, yoga now? Meditation?
Yeah, I do a lot of meditation and yoga, yeah. And I'm telling you, it has helped me tremendously just, to shake off, all the negativity and all the, just the crap that...
Well, let's try a downward dog right now, maybe.
Namaste. Bob Dylan. The beginning of the Americana genre. That's my opinion. He's amazing. I love that song. I love stones. I actually collect stones.
So.
Crazy enough. So one that rolls and rocks and down the street? Yeah, why not?
Ties in. There's Lisa Book, our guest DJ this morning at Radio Fantasy Camp. Before that, Dylan song, we heard You Too, and he had a story about meeting Bono?
Yeah, I met him a couple times in 2017 on the
Joshua Tree tour.
I got stage fright, and I couldn't handle myself, so I missed out on the opportunity of really getting a handshake and maybe having him sign something. The following year, we won tickets again, and so I got to go to the SAP. And there he was. We stood in the back, knowing that he was probably going to do the same thing he did the following year.
Right.
And there he was in his big, huge, entourage of his people protecting him. But he rolled the window down. He looked and he said, okay, he got out. And he came walking around and signed my CD that he'd sent me from getting a ticket
right,
or whatnot.
Right.
And gave me a kiss because it was my birthday that year. Yeah.
A birthday kiss from Bono.
Yep.
Better. That's better than any selfie.
Right?
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy.
Janis Joplin. She's one of my favorite female singers. And Peace of My Heart, well, for that song, it takes me to a place where a lot of pieces of my heart have been taken and hurt. So it has a meaning for me. And, again, I love me some Janis Joplin, so peace of my heart. Yeah,
absolutely. And the heart is a resilient muscle, as we say.
Yeah.
Lisa Book, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. Getting comfortably numb. What about this song? Do you like?
Well, comfortably numb with all that hurt and pain I felt for a long time, especially during that time of that era of Pink Floyd, I felt comfortably numb. Creedence Clearwater, one of my other all-time favorite bands. Every song that they sing is amazing. Born on the Bayou?
Right up there.
Right up there.
This is Lisa Book, our guest DJ this morning, Radio Fantasy Camp. And you had a shout-out for the kids.
Yeah, I got my daughter. She's going to be starting a radiology program in Los Altos at the Foothill College.
What's her name?
Michaela Taylor.
Michaela, all right.
My son, Stephen Book, he just graduated UC Santa Cruz with a engineering and robotics. So I can't wait to see how he blossoms into his career of robotics.
Yeah, whatever he can do. Maybe he can make vacuum cleaners, the Roombas, even better.
Well, someone said to me the other day, maybe he could figure out how to make a phone call dial up to win your tickets.
On the radio. Baby. All kinds of applications.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Hi, Tom Nakashima.
Contact customer care for a refund.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Lisa Book from San Jose, California, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp.
Free bird. Yeah, that's me today, free from all the shackles and bounds that I had myself into at the time of my earlier years. I'm free. I'm flying high.
Flying high as a free spirit. Lisa Book, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. And you took a cool trip recently. Tell us about that.
Yes, I went to the Grand Canyon. There was a big family reunion. So we decided, being that I had never been to the Grand Canyon, being I was born there and did some living there.
In the Phoenix area.
Yes. Yeah, right. And so I said, shoot, I need to go see that hole in the ground instead of in pictures. So we got in the car and we went, and wow, I mean, that hole is the most colorfulest, most beautifulest, biggest hole I'd ever seen.
Yeah, the pictures just don't do it justice. You're also a Tom Petty fan.
Huge Tom Petty fan. Oh, I had just seen him recently, I guess in 2016, at the Berkeley Greek, right before he'd passed away, I think 2 months after. Yeah, what a show. Oh, one of my favorites. Knocking on Heaven's Door. Yeah, I've felt like I've knocked on it a few times, whether it's because I'm ready to check out or whether it's because I felt pushed with some domestic violence that was in my life at one time, you know, and then the demons that also plagued my life at the time. But thank goodness I've overcome all that now. But again, this has some serious meaning here.
Yeah, and sometimes it takes that to make us stronger, going through those trials and tribulations in our life. This is Lisa Book, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. And I think it's also just sometimes contemplating death that makes us appreciate life even more.
For sure, yeah, because I'm living life like I've never lived it before.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Midnight Rider. Yeah, that song brings back the days when we used to ride around on the Harleys all over the country and the state. And I don't know, that song was always rumming in my head when I'd be,
rambling
down the road with the thunder of the, you know, the Harley in my brain. Yeah.
And the Dead before that, he had a shout out for that one.
Yeah, so I recently lost my best friend Ben Beatty. He's out here in Sacramento in the Fair Oaks area. Yeah, thank you. Big Deadhead connoisseur. Yeah, I miss him totally. Yeah.
Lisa Book, our guest DJ this morning in Radio Fantasy Camp. Been quite an experience.
Yeah.
I have it in here.
Thank you. I'm digging this.
Outstanding. If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com.